For nearly four decades, Dennis Black was a highly visible personality in the UB community. But in Judge John Michalski's courtroom, the former vice president admitted stealing money from the university.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, heightly to the charge of grand larceny in the second degree. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, Your Honor.
Prosecutors say Black, over a nine-year period, stole more than $330,000 from an account to which he had access, an account with the Faculty Student Association, which oversees bookstore and food service operations. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says Black used those stolen funds for trips, Broadway shows, concert and sports tickets, social club dues, and also charitable contributions to several local causes placed in his name.
He made charitable contributions with the money that he took from UB and then had the audacity to claim on his personal income tax the charitable contributions that he took so he can get a tax benefit from.
Outside the courtroom, Black's attorney Brian Mahoney said his client is sorry.
He is committed to making full restitution for any expenses that were not within the scope of his employment or in the furtherance of university goals.
But Flynn says Black embarrassed not only the school, but the entire community.
Do you admit to that?
Yes, I do.
Therefore, highly plead to the charge of grand larceny in the fourth degree, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Meanwhile, former UB campus living director Andrea Constantino also pleaded guilty to stealing state money, about $14,000. Both are free until their sentencing dates, Constantino in December and Black in January. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.